My name is Lloyd, but y'all can just call me Dude. Parents usually give a lot of thought to naming a newborn baby. Some spend months laboring over the myriad possibilities, and they make their final decision only at the very last minute. Parents do their best to give each of their children a unique name that matches the child's personality and can be carried proudly for a lifetime. At least most parents do. Some obviously don't. In fact, I've known people with names which could not have been given much thought at all. For example, I wonder what Mr. and Mrs. Carey were thinking when they named their baby boy Harry. And what about boxer George Foreman, who named each of his six sons George and one of his six daughters Georgette? Others seem to overthink the matter, desiring to give their children names that are maybe a little too unique. Unique is fine, but who wants to go through life with a name like Algonquin or Aloysius? People often don't like the names their parents give them, and they adopt nicknames or even entirely different names. For example, Algonquin or Aloysius would almost certainly become known as Al. James always becomes Jim, and Robert goes by Bob. Charles is Chuck, John is Jack, and for some strange reason, Henry becomes Hank. Go figure. Then there are those who are commonly known by pet nicknames, which have no relationship to their real names at all. My father's name, for example, was Marion Howard, but the world knew him simply Bud. Little boys have long been summoned by their parents by pet names, like Bud or Buddy, and it sticks for life. Younger siblings sometimes refer to an older brother as Bubba. Boys with colorful personalities are sometimes called Hotshot or Buckshot or something like that by their parents and friends. My father often called me Slick when I was a child and continued doing so even into my adulthood, really up until, you know, he died. My old friend Clayton Hall, he came to be known as Flash by his friends and business associates after he got grown, because of his flashy attire that he wore. He always liked to wear gaudy jewelry and flashy attire and had long black hair. Looked a little bit like Wolfman Jack, if you can remember him, the old radio personality. Or maybe like a professional wrestler. That was Clayton. The children in Clayton's weekly Sunday school class, however, they all knew him as Uncle Bo. I get a kick out of twins' names, too. It's as if it isn't enough that these children have to go through life looking alike and sharing everything. Most parents also give them cute matching names. I went to school with a couple of fellas who were identical twins. The names were Ronnie and Donnie. Nobody could tell them apart. So everybody just called them Ronnie and Donnie, each one of them. Whichever one you were talking to, everybody called them Ronnie and Donnie. Well, years after I got out of high school and, you know, I was out and about, and I bumped into Ronnie and Donnie. Actually, it was just one of them. I don't know which one it was. But I bumped into Ronnie and Donnie, and we visited for a spell and laughed about the old school days and talked about the school days and so forth. And, you know, I said to Ronnie and Donnie, I said, you know, Ronnie and Donnie, I never could tell you fellas apart. I never knew which one of you was Ronnie and which one was Donnie. Ronnie and Donnie laughed and replied, you know something, Lloyd? That was always a problem for us. In fact, after we got grown, we both decided to change our names. Really? I asked. What did you change your names to? Joe and Jerry, replied Ronnie and Donnie. In America, it's traditional to give our children two given names, two first names, well, a first name and a middle name. I suppose this practice is intended to improve identification and record keeping. If we consider three little boys, each named Billy, for example, Well, it's kind of helpful to know that one of them is Billy Bob, another is Billy Jack, and the third one is Billy Ray. But the fact that we have about a billion Billy Rays in America might indicate that there's a lot of people out there who just don't get what we're trying to accomplish here. Girls are traditionally given only one first name because when the girl later marries, she takes her husband's last name as her new surname and adopts her maiden name as her middle name. Got it? Well, I hope so, because a lot of people don't get it. That's why we keep on naming our daughters Mary Ann, Peggy Sue, Sarah Beth, and so on, creating the dilemma of what to do with the extra name when the girl gets married. To complicate matters further, girls are often called by their middle name during childhood, by parents and school friends, which becomes the primary name they're known by as they're growing up. Then when girls become adults and begin to write their full names out in their signature, why, all their new friends and acquaintances and work associates and so forth start calling them by their first names, leaving our poor little girls ever confused about who they really are. The same thing happens with boys as well. When he was young, my cousin Eddie Leon was known as Leon. In his later years, after he became a person of some importance in the world, Leon became commonly known as Eddie. I had another cousin named James Edward. We called him Eddie. His family, everybody called him Eddie when he was growing up. But later, you know, somehow or another, he became Jim. My old schoolmate Wendell, who's now a retired attorney, is now known by all the world as Jesse. And on and on and on. I used to have lots of friends and relatives, but nowadays I hardly know who anyone is anymore. For that matter, I've never liked my own name too much either. My middle name is Clark, and I don't like that name any better than I like Lloyd. There's not much you can do with a name like Lloyd Clark. I always wanted to be a Jimmy or a Bobby or a Tommy or a Johnny. I always liked Johnny. And I just can't seem to get there from Lloyd Clark. There's just no nickname for Lloyd Clark. I grew a pencil mustache one time after I got grown, and people started calling me Slick, like my daddy did when I was a boy. But I didn't like that name too much either. Still, I wish I had a nickname. It was that was a little more, how you say, cosmopolitan than Lloyd Clark. I'm working on that. But until I come up with something better, well, I think it'll be all right if y'all just want to call me Dude.